Okay, so let's begin from Rosh Hashanah. Kriyas HaTorah from Rosh Hashanah, as we all know, it's the Akedah, of course, the Akedah, and there's also Hashem Pakad HaSara. Now, the fact that we read the Akedah is obvious. The Akedah is the greatest chos of all, took place in Rosh Hashanah according to most Midrashim. But Hashem Pakad HaSara, the fact that Sarah had a baby, yes, the Gemara says that that took place on Rosh Hashanah, but what are we going to say about the entire rest of the Kriya? What's the rest of the Kriya? It's about Yishmael, and he's in the Midbar, and he has no water to drink, and he davens, she davens, and then he's saved. So what does that have to do with Rosh Hashanah? It seems like, what, all because of Hashem Pakad HaSara, we have to bring in a whole Maisa with Yishmael? And we want to read about Yishmael and Rosh Hashanah? That's what not only that, but the way that it's mesudah, that it's set up, is that the Akedah is read on the second day, and the first day you read about Yishma. If I was the one who was being mesudah things, I would have put the Akedah first, and then talked about Yishma, Hashem Pakad HaSara. How do you explain such a thing? That's Aleph. Lastly, we've spoken about this Medrash numerous times, Medrash Pliya, a puzzling Medrash. The Medrash says that when Klai Yisrael came to the Yam Suf, the Yam didn't want to split. Ma ra yam bayanas. What did the Yamsuf see that it split? Braisa de Rabbi Shmuel. It saw the braisa of Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, there's probably 100 and something braisas of Rabbi Shmuel in Shas. So which braisa Rabbi Shmuel are we talking about? Not only that, but there's a Mandu Medrash Pliya. The Medrash Pliya says Arona shal Yosef ra. When it saw the Aron of Yosef, so then he ran away. How do we explain that as well? In the Haggadah, there's a very lengthy drasha. And a few of the psukim, as we all know, Arami Avid Avi, and then a series of drashas. Vanitzik al Hashem alokeinu v'sinu v'yaras anyanu v'sam malenu v'sam agasenu v'yatsin Hashem v'nishma. Why are those the psukim which are being darshan? There's such a strong emphasis on those psukim. There's so many psukim in Torah. Why are we focusing on those psukim? And lastly, there's another very difficult medrash. The medrash in Pirkei Avot says, why is Yishmael called Yishmael? The medrash says, because in the Achrus Hayamim, before Mashiach comes, Hashem Yisbarach will hear the cries of Bnei Yisrael. It's a very difficult medrash to understand. So you're telling me that the reason why Yishmael is called Yishmael because Hashem listens to the cries of Bnei Yisrael, he should be called Yishmael because Hashem listens to the cries of Yishmael. Yishmael, Hashem listens to his cries. So how do you explain that? Is that Pashup Chad that he's called Yishmael because Hashem listens to the cries of Bnei Yisrael? Well, if he's listening to the cries of Bnei Yisrael, so we should be called Yishmael, not Yisrael. Yishmael. Okay, so let's explain this after the Shema. Perhaps the question which is the most important question of this entire segment, which will bring it all together, is a Rashbam, but it's really Yerushalmi. I'm sorry. Chazal say, why are there arba kosos? We're familiar with the hitzotzeisi, the hitzalti, the ga'alti, the lakachti. But the Yerushalmi says there are four kosos because of the Sar HaMashkim. The Sar HaMashkim, when he's giving over his dream to Yosef, he mentions kos paro three times. And I took the kos paro and it's in my hand, and kos paro, and kos paro. And the fourth one is kenegi birchas hamazon. But because of the Sar HaMashkim mentions kos paro three times, we have arba kosos. So this is probably the most difficult question of all. What does the Sar HaMashkim have to do with the cups of wine, so to say. So the klal is like this, is that Hashem Yisbarach runs his world in many ways. I'm going to get straight to the chase because we don't have much time. Hashem wants to do taivas for Bnei Yisrael. But whenever Hashem wants to do taivas for Bnei Yisrael, there's a kitrik which says, who's to say? Do they deserve? So what are you going to do about that? The whole tachas of coming into this world is that we shouldn't eat what's called nama de kisufa, embarrassed bread. You shouldn't just have freebies. That everything which you get, it should be bedin. Because it's bedin, if it's kanei to you, if it's kanei it, then it's yours. And then you're very proud that it's yours, because it really belongs to you. So, Hashem Yisrael created the world in a way that he's not just giving out food stamps. He's giving out things that we could say about it proudly, that it's ours. And this is really one of the questions, we're not getting into the sugi now, that the Rasha asks, from a very deep place, Ma avoida azoy slachem? The avoida what you do, is there really a lachem in what you do? We know familiar with this li and this lachem, lachem, lachem. Ma avoida zeis lachem? Is there really a way to fix this thing called lachem? That something should be really yours. Hashem Yisbarach has many ways to address this issue. That it should be kani to us al pidin. And one of the ways that Hashem Yisbarach does, and this is really the sort of the shir, is that he gives a gift to the Sitra Achar. They'll give a gift to the other side. And then when they turn around and they say, well, how could you give freebies to Bnei Yisrael? He said, what do you mean? Give you a freebie too. You didn't say anything. I mean, if you're so concerned about taking freebies, so then how come you didn't say anything when I gave you? And the fact that they take, and then later Klai Yisrael takes two, that's a yishuv to the kitchuk, which the malachim, which the Sitra Achar makes, of the fact that Bnei Yisrael is mekabel from Kodesh Baruch Hu without seemingly being deserving of it. The most important example of this, and there's other examples too, is what we spoke about before, Yishmael did not deserve to be answered. In fact, the Malachim came and they said, how are you going to answer this, Yishmael? Like, what are you going to do to your children down the road? And Hashem Yisrach says, no, Basher Husham. Where he's holding now, that's why I have to treat him. And Farshim asked the question, what do you mean by Ben Soro Moira? He doesn't get judged Basher Husham. He gets judged Hashem Sofa. So is the Hanhoga Basher Husham or is it Hashem Sofa? What he's going to do, what he's doing now? Many ways to answer that question. One answer to answer that question is that no, it's Hashem Sofa. So what does Hashem say Basher Husham? So the reason is based on this Yisrael. The fact that Hashem Yisbarach answers Yishmael, even though he's not deserving, because the Baruch Hu says, I see what's going to be. I know that we're going to need the fact that I answered Yishmael now to be able to save Bnei Yisrael later. That's why I'm answering Yishmael now. When was that? One of the most important times that happened was by Moshe. V'hinei na'ar b'aycha. Moshe was crying in the river. And there was a big kitchuk. Why should Moshe be saved? Has Moshe done anything yet to be saved? He doesn't deserve to be saved. The big kitchuk against Moshe being saved. When you were in the river, you need mamish atchias amesim to get out of the river. There was no way you were coming out of the river. You needed a nes nigla mamish. What Hashem Yisbarach do? He sent Basia, Bas Parah, to come to save Moshe. And that's really the beginning of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the beginning of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So from there we can find all the fundamentals of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Moshe is saved because of Bas Parah, because of Basia, Bas Parah. Why? How did that happen? Well, the answer is because Hashem Yisbarach said, V'hini na'ar b'eche, and all the mafreshim asked, even Rashi, if the Gemara, Nar? He's not a Nar. He was a Tino. Why is he called a Nar? So Chazal had a very mature voice. Okay, why was he called a Nar? There it is that Hashem wasn't listening to the voice of Moshe. Hashem was listening to the voice of Yishmael. And Yishmael in that pasuk is called a Nar. So it says, V'hini Nar Baich, it says that the call of Yishmael came in front of me. Look, I answered Yishmael. He didn't deserve to be answered. So I have to save Moshe too. And how did Hashem save Moshe? He gave Hagar. How did Hashem save Yishmael? He gave Hagar some water to drink for Yishmael. Who's Hagar? Bas Parah. You know Hagar is Bas Parah? So what did Hashem do for Moshe? He sent Bas Parah. Yishmael needed to drink and Moshe needed to get out of the water. They both had a tsar on the water. There was no way they were going to survive. But Hashem answered Yishmael, that nar, being in our bayich, so that Moshe could get out. And the same thing with Yosef in the pit. Not the pit, I mean the Beis HaSar. He was in the pit two times. But in the Beis HaSar and the house of Parah. Yosef didn't deserve to come out. Didn't deserve. He deserved to be in there. He was also responsible for Mechiras Yosef. And by the way, Egyptian jails in 2,000 years ago were very different than modern day jails. When you were in a Beis HaSoyer, you were there for life. You were on death row. Which is why the Sar Ofrim died. It was Mamish Anes Galoy that the Sar HaMashkim left. But wait a second. Why did the Sar HaMashkim leave? So the Sar HaMashkim had a dream. And Yosef interpreted, and he was able to come out. You know what type of a nes that was? Anybody should to leave the space of Slayer of Pyro? It was unheard of. So why did the Sarah Mashkin leave? The Sarah Mashkin left. So that when Yosef has to leave, and everybody's going to say, how did Yosef leave? I'm going to say, what do you mean? Sarah Mashkin left. So the whole reason why the Sarah Mashkin left, that there would be a pischein peh, so when Yosef had to leave, you'd be able to say, Sarah Mashkin for Yosef. It's a deal. If Sarah Mashkin can leave, then Yosef can leave too. And that's why the Sarah Mashkin, even though he said, I'm not going to help Yosef, vayishkachehu, he had to be the one to come in to help Yosef. Why? Because he only left because Yosef had to leave. So Min HaShamayim, it was like he was forced to have to come and to say, on behalf of Yosef, Yosef has to leave too. But the Sarah Mashkin only left because Yosef had to leave. So Hashem Yisbarach will send the klipa first. It's like kolas chalas kashas. To make the first crack, you need a dover kasha. And the klipa is a kasha which can penetrate kolas chalas kashas. When the klipa goes first, then the tzaddikim, everybody who else has to leave, can also go too. That's really the yisod. And so many inyana. So maybe we can go back to our questions. But before we go back to the questions, we have to establish the source of this. And the Irgun Dekala speaks this out. We find by the Akedah, by the Akedah itself, that Hashem, Rashi quotes it, Hashem says, I give a bracha to Yitzhak, but Atein is Bisi at Yitzhak. Yitzhak, I give a bracha to. Maybe Yitzhak won't be deserving. He won't be deserving. So Hashem Yisbarach says, and the Chazal bring it out, Hashem also gave brachas to Yishmael too. V'yifreisi yoysa, v'yibaisi yoysa, and he's going to be a kahal amen. So Chazal say the following thing. You know why I guarantee you brachas to Yitzhak? Because I gave brachas to Yishmael. And the lashon of Chazal is, kavachoymer leben hagvira mi ben ha'ama. It's a kavachoymer that if the ben ha'ama gets, which is the son of Hagar, then certainly the ben hagvira, which is the son of Tzara, should get. And the Bnei Sastra says in Latin, Igud Kala, he says, I see from here that whenever Klai Yisrael is in Asara, we can always make a Kavachayim. Whatever Yishmael gets, Bnei Yisrael should certainly get. Whatever Hashem does for Yishmael, it means just to say a Kavachayim and Klai Yisrael will get it too. It's very good because, it just remind me about this if I forget, how it ties into to the Shem Kale. Al Kaponim, that's the source of this Sunni. Kavachayim, Leben Hagvira, Yiben Ha'am. Let's go back to our questions we said before. The Kriyas HaTorah from Rosh Hashanah. Okay, I understand why you're reading Akedah. Why are you reading about Hashem Pakad Esara? And why are you reading that first? But the answer is as follows. The reason why you're reading about Yishmael first is because that's how you're going to get through all the doors this year. The fact that Hashem answered Yishmael is the reason why Hashem answered Yitzhak by the Akedah. So you can't talk about the Akedah unless you talk about the fact that Yishmael was heard first. Hashem is not going to listen to the call of your shofar today unless he also hears the call of Yishmael. The fact that Hashem did a chesed chino for Yishmael is for all the chesedim that Hashem does for us the entire year. That's the first kriyas HaTorah for the entire year. Not just in Rosh Hashanah. The whole year is first kriyas HaTorah. So it's not backwards. And that's the reason why he's called Yishmael. Yishmael is not because Hashem answers the cries of Yishmael. He's called Yishmael because Hashem will answer the cries of Klal Yisrael. Because the whole reason why Hashem answers the cries of Yishmael is because he wants to answer the cries of Klai Yisrael. But there's a midah set in, but if you answer Yishmael, you can answer the cries of Klai Yisrael too. And that Shab, when Klai Yisrael came to the Yom Sof, there was a big kitchuk. They both worship, what is that? How are you going to split the sea? How are you going to make an Eis Nigla? For what? What did Klai Yisrael do already that should deserve an Eis Nigla? Hashem Yisbach says, you know what? They cried by the Yom Sof. And Hashem says, Ma titzek elai, enough, I don't need any more cries. Why don't you need any more cries? Because you're ready with the little cries which you did, you awaken the cries that they heard Yishmael. As long as I hear Yishmael, that's all you need to do, you can go through. Ma'ra Yamsof v'nikra, what did the Yamsof say that it split? Braisa de Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael's maram is on Yishmael himself. Even the Mekubalim say that Rabbi Yishmael was a nitzot of Yishmael. But what's the braisa of Rabbi Yishmael? The braisa of Rabbi Yishmael is the braisa we see every day in davening. Tana Rabbi Yishmael. The Yud Gimel Midas Shatar and Nidreshes for him, and the first one is what? Kal V'Chaymer. So since the Kal V'Chaymer is rooted in Yishmael, and Yishmael is Kal V'Chaymer, Neben Hagvir, Neben Ha'ama, so Tana Devi Yishmael, I have to tell you, the first one is Kal V'Chaymer. If you see the Kal V'Chaymer, when you cry by the Yom Sof, and you awaken the cries of the Yishmael, there's a Kal V'Chaymer, which splits the sea. That's our Yishmael. And this is why he saw the Arona Shal Yosef. What's Arona Shal Yosef have to do with this? Because what's the whole reason why Yosef came out of jail? It's because the Sar Mashkin was a Mitzri, just like Yishmael was a Mitzri, Hagar was a Mitzri. The Sar Mashkin came out of jail, so Yosef gets to get out of jail. So if you see the Ronash Yosef, you remember that you make deals with the Sitra Acha. If you come out first, then you can also come out too. That's called the Ronash Yosef Ro. So that's the Pshat why, when it comes to the Sar Mashkin, we have Arbakaisis. Arbakaisis is because the whole Yosef to be Tzitz Mesan, the whole Sod of Cheres is what? That the Klipa goes first. If the Sar Mashkin was able to come out of jail, that's why Klai Yisrael can leave Mitzray. That's why we reference the Sar Mashkin and Yosef Gimel, that's all just a mashal to the inyan of what we're speaking about here. In fact, the Klai Yisrael comes out. That's why it says by the pasuk by Yosef, Vayiritzuhu. We have 2 more minutes. Vayiritzuhu.
It's 1:30.
Oh, it's 1:30. Oh, so we have to finish. Vayiritzuhu b'miluo is gematria kavachemer mibena agriro leveno ama. Also, that's why it's called kale, because kale is Yugimel Midah Shatav Yosef, it's connected. The first one is Kael, and Kael is Kavachaymer. Yishma Kael, Yisrael. Kael Moitziyam Yimitzayim, the Pasuk says. So Arba Koises, yeah, one last Gematria. If you take Yishmoel B'miluvay, it's Gematria Arba Koises. Because the whole root of the Arba Koises is based in the cries of Yishmael.